הקושה מפורסמת שזוכר המפורשים. הקושה מפורסמת למפורשים ask איך נטל ממנו הבחירה של ירוי לי אס חופשס. What's פשט that רבון שלם took away the בחירה from פארי. So he comes again, everything was das in these parashas. So he's going to be masved the inyan of Yedi and Bechira, which he discusses more than once. Hapidakeinu noshes leiv ledakte gemilas eile. What does it mean? Leman shisi oisaisai eile bekirbe. Ba'omer leman shisi oisaisai eile bekirbe. Oisaisai, what does it mean? Oisaisai eile. Hu keilu mera be'etzba. Eile means keilu you're pointing to something. Ala oisis she'eile heima she'neged einov. In other words, the Rebbe Shlom saying, "Man, shisi, I say, eile. These oises, which oises? Arba koyach choshech machkes bachar. It hadn't happened yet. It didn't happen yet. So, which oises is the Rebbe Shlom saying? Shisi, I say, eile bekirme. Obeem is loy lamare einov hoya. He didn't show him arba choshech machkes bachar. It wasn't the mare einov v'chla. Omnom inyan yitzis mitzrayim shohoya hadas begolus etzel pari. Seen this before? The das was in Golas by Pari. So what's pshat? Who? Ki ha'om afilu b'nei Yisrael lo yadu s'Hashem. That's how bad the Golas was. That mamish, even the am lo yadu s'Hashem. Av b'shahoya lehem b'kabbalah mipi aviseim akdoshim oves oilu. Even if they had, even af b'shahoya lehem b'kabbalah, even if they had b'kabbalah mipi aviseim akdoshim oves oilu. Right, so they knew it. They had b'kabbalah mikol mokoim. Bavu shahoyu doi revi. Nishkach mehem adas amiti. Because they were the bechinas doi revi, so therefore it was nishkach mehem adas amiti. The emistik adas was nishkach. She'olov oma dovid amelech l'shloima benoi das ala keavicha. So the ikadas was forgotten because Paroi, Mitzrayim, that was the bechinas, the katnas adas. V'zei ikadas, agol shoye das begolas Mitzrayim. It says that, I'm going to say that, Elikim, that the das is in the das is the bechin is the goren who gives the moichin down to the goof. That's the bechin of the goren, and the goren is the neck is the bechin is tzimtzum. Goren is gematria three times elikim, three times elikim is gematria goren. Arizal says in the Soides of Shechita, so Arizal says that the goren is gematria three times elikim, Shechita is gematria three times havaya elikim. Doesn't work out exactly, there's a few miluyim, but that's what Arizal says. In other words, the Goren, that's where the Bechinas Mitzrayim is, right? The Paro is the Oiref, it's all to the back of the Goren. So the whole Inyan of Goren is, and that's where it gets to the Tzimtzum. That's where it gets to the Tzimtzum, that's where it gets to the Bechinas Shem Elokim, which when they get a Shlita of the Shem Elokim, that's where the Das disappears. In other words, it's Gadlus HaMoichin and Katnus HaMoichin. It's Gadlus HaDas and Katnus HaDas. So the das goes into a katnus. Das goes into a katnus by the goren. And then when the das goes into a katnus, so that's when it gets difficult. That's when the toiv and ra. That's when the toiv and ra seep in. When the moichin is begadless, so then there's no then the das is begadless, and then there's no tutstodim. It's clear when the das is bekatnus, right? Das, so that's the whole sod. That's the whole sod of shchita. Also, the tikkun of shita is the ke'ilu to take away the katnus and to bring to godless. So, same thing. That was the whole inyan why godless mitzrayim has to do with das. So, therefore, as the bechina of paro, he took to himself the bechina of shem elekim, because we said the shem elekim three times because it's three moichim. So three times shem elekim. Elekim is always katnus. Yeah, it's gematria hateva. It's katnus. Three times Elikim is gematria goren. So Pari took Elikim to him, to himself. And the gili over here had to be taking out the Shem Elikim, kilu restoring the Shem Elikim to Kedusha, which is what he's going to discuss over here. So Lechein Oma Pari mi Havaya, Shekofa Be'iki, was Koifa in Havaya, Shleihem in Rak B'Kshofim, Shoyim Mechashev Godl. He only believed in Kshofim. Velo Yoda es Hashem ki Ein Milvadek. He was koyfe in the idea of enoid milvado. Afilu kshofim shemachishim pamali shemala. He even kshofim, the Chazal says, from the bechinas machachishim pamali shemala, ein lem yechoylus lifel bilti rotzen Hashem Yisbach. They don't have yechoylus to be poil bilti without the rotzen Hashem. Kamavua b'shas b'maisa the Rebchinim ben Doisa. Right, the story of Rebchinim ben Doisa. that even the kshofim they couldn't be goyva of him. Brings down over here the story that they wanted a woman, a machshefer wanted to take out the earth from underneath Reb Chanina to make machshefers with it. So he said the bechinas eino and melvadoi. The Gemara says Reb Chanina Medayis is different because Reb Chanina Medayis has a lot of schusim, and therefore the kishuv can't have a shlit on him. But beetsam kshofim which machishim of malah shemala eino and melchoyos, and if a person's on a madrega of bilti ratzon Hashem. And he can't be nizik through kshofim. And the dagger of Chanina Mendoza, he brings down here, that was good for the dagger of Chanina Mendoza. Chanina Mendoza was the bechina of Einoid Milvado. That was the madrig of Chanina Mendoza. Like a sar, it says he's not the difference between a sar and between an eved. An eved is whole metzias is the odai. A sar is fakir. A sar is his minister. He's himself a mechubed. He's himself an eved. Is somebody called Mashakana eved, kana rabbis. As Gemara says there, the Einu Daimer, that's why he was answered, because Reb Chanina Mendoza is the Bechinas eved. And eved is called Mashakana eved, kana rabbis. That's the dark of Einu Milvadai. The dark of Einu Milvadai is a vada lamala, higher than the koich of Kishufin. What's the whole sod of Kishufin? The whole sod, and that's Be'emes Avoy, the Pesuk of the Zim. The whole vote of Kishufin is that they ruchnis tika koichas. But they ruchnis tika koichas of Ra. Right, Sasha Mitzrayim, all these inyanim of Kishuv. That's why you see by Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim was involved. It's Sar, the Sar Shemhinim, the Malach, the Sar of Mitzrayim was Roy de Vacharem. They involved the Sar because the inyan of Kshofim is the inyan that you are connecting to the Malach. You are connecting to the Malach. So how are you makrish the Sar? How's a Yid makrish a Sar or the Koch of Kishuv? The Teretz is that Einoid Milvadoi. When you magala that even what's the Malach is still only a Nivra. So you go higher than that, that's the dark of Einu Mavadai. So that's why the Machshefer can't have a Shlita on Machnini Mendoza. Because Machnini Mendoza is Einu Mavadai Dika. And Einu Mavadai Dika is a Vada higher than Machshefer's. That's also the Pesuk of the Zimra is Alidei Dovin HaMelech, because Malchus is less Lamigar Miklum. Malchus is also Bechina of Einu Mavadai. That's why Dovin HaMelech is also an Evet. It's Tzemach Dovid Avdecha. Because the whole bechin of malchus, less lamigar meklum, you realize the ein and levadai. So if you realize the ein and levadai, so then you can be koyres all the, and that's the avoid of psuk of the zimran, the oilam ha'itzira. Oilam ha'itzira is the oilam of ruchnis, the kakoyches, the oilam of malochim, the oilam of ruchin, shaydin, chmas, all these types of inyonim, the ruchnis. And there's a very fierce milchama, and that's why psuk of the zimran, can you do it? It's called psuk of the zimran, because zimran means to prune, sotcha le'sizvar, means to cut and to break. And that's why we do it through Shira, because Shira is the darga of Einad Milvadid. Shira is the darga where our whole chias comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we discussed many times. So a person sings Shira when he sees that his whole chias is kol kula only from the Rabbi Shalom, and that's the darga of Einad Milvadid. And then a person sings Shira to that. And a person reaches a stage where he sees that nothing's from himself, and that's how Klal Yisrael were by the Yamsuf, where mitzad themselves there was mamish no hope, and then they saw the Rabbeinu Shalom, so then they realized the Bechinas Einu Milvadai. They saw the Sashal Mitzrayim Taka that came to help the Mitzrayim, the Rabbeinu Shalom was mashpil the Sashal Mitzrayim, so then they saw the Bechina of Einu Milvadai, they made this thing Shira. So Dovid HaMelech was the Darga of Einu Milvadai, he was the Darga of Eved, he's the Darga of Kama Shekona Eved Kona Rabo, he's the Darga of Lesle Megar Meklum. Lesle Megar Meklum, he realizes that everything's from the Rabbeinu Shalom, everything in the Rabbeinu Shalom, that's called singing Shira, and that's how that Shira cuts through. Forget it breaks through all the clippers, and that's why the shira is called zmira, zmiras, and that's the bechina of zmiras. That's the koyach of zmiras. The koyach of zmiras is when you're higher than all the when you're high, you realize einu milvadai. So that's what parei was shaylet on the Shem Elokim. Shem Elokim is you do as the lashon rabim, right? Yud mem makes the lashon rabim. Makes a lashon rabim. Yud mem at the end of the word, and that's what Paris says. You're going to see Paris says mi havaya. That's the yud mem. Yud mem means that I have a plural. Over here, because he's a mechashev, so he's ichmanochamand domer. There's no bechin of einu milvada. Chas v'shalom. Speaking of Paris. Paris the diburim the burei tuma. He's saying that there's not pshat that einu milvada. Havaya is taka einu milvada. Yud kevovke is loshon yochid. And once you show it on the yud mem, so the yud mem is a bechina of plural. So Paris hanging on to the plural mi havaya. Who is the havaya? Aladana yud mem, and we'll make it plural. Yeah. That's the sod of the he goes against the Einod Mulvade. He goes against the Einod Mulvade. So therefore that's why he's Shaykh to Kshofen. That's why he's Shaykh to Kshofen. Which is why we start Pesukah de Zimra with Hagil Hashem Kiru Vishmoy, which talks about Yitzizich, Zechen, Zechen, Filoisa, Vashasa, Moivsa, Vimishpte Fiyu. That talks about Yitzis Mitzrayim. Talks about Yitzis Mitzrayim. How does Pesukah de Zimra end with the Shir Sayyam? Because the Hachno, being Machnia, Pari Melech Mitzrayim. Pari Melech Mitzrayim was the Ike Klipper to the Bechinus Einod Mulvade. At the end of the day, our whole darg is to get to the Madrego, to get to the Madrego of Einod Mulvade. That Einod Mulvade, that's called Das the Godless. It's the Das the Godless. In other words, it's the that you feel that the Bechinus Einod Mulvade. And that's what we're trying to get to. So Pesukah de Zimra is where we koyres all the koyches of Kishuv from the koyches of all the koyches, all the Sar and all these types of things. So that way we koyres from Pesukah de Zimra. So that's what's going on over here. The Paro is a big mechashev. A fellow, and you can see as soon how the meek or the bunch of did away. So that's the sod. Rav Chanina Mendoisa, v'lachin k'shavatsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'igoles Am Yisrael b'Mitzrayim sh'yilem adas amiti. L'hoyres k'Hashem hu elikim. Hashem elikim means you take the shame yudkei ba, you take the shame elikim back to the dargo of yudkei vavkei, right? Which is a v'china where you can see it's be'yichidus. It's still even mitzad elikim. It's enoid milvadoi. You see the achdus in the ribui, right? Havaya elikim means you see the achdus havaya in the ribui, in the ribui of the world, in the teva of the world. You see the achdus of havaya. That's Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that's Hashem elikim. That's Hashem elikim. And that's what we said. That's how you take away the katnus, and that's why shechita is gematria three times havaya lekim for the gimel moichem. That's the darga. That's the sod of the shechita of the yitzahara. The shechita of the yitzahara. Right? The shechita of the yitzahara is the bechina of the gemara says in sukkah and the shoicha the yitzahara. Pshat is the because once there's a darga, once the darga of Einod Mulvadoi, then there's no yitzahara left anymore. So there's only a yitzahara when you have a plural, so you can choose. So you can choose. So you make a wrong choice. Oh, but b'chinas Einod Mulvadoi, there's no yitzahara. That's the b'chin of shchitas yitzahara. You bring godless amoichin. In other words, when shchita, which is Hashem elikim, right? So then you see there's only achdus abayir. There's achdus abayir. So that's the end of the yitzahara. There's no two paths to choose from, so you can't be boicha b'ra. That's why is it dafkin sukkah? That's the whole sugya of sukkah. It's pari achag. Pari achag neged us umas oilam. Mismatim v'hoichim, mismatim v'hoichim. Going, going, gone. Once it's gone, what are you left with? Only the Rabban Shleim. That's Shmini Atzeres, right? Shmini Atzeres, you only bring up one path. Right? All the rest, you're going from 13, 12, 11, whatever. Going down and down, so you mean the smite the umus oilam until you're left with the bechinah of shmini atzeres of einoid milvadoi. That's the yichud of klal yisrael with the rabbanim shalom. That's the bechinah of einoid milvadoi. So that's like a sukkah. Sukkah represents this. The sukkah represents this in you. So Hemeira, therefore, that's so Yaakovino after he overcome the sarah shalaisov. Again, the same thing. He overcame the sarah shalaisov. Means he went up and he showed that even mitzade ruchnius. Einoid Milvadoi. So straight after that, Vayisa Yaakov Sukkos. Yaakov went to the Bechin of Sukkos because there he got the koyach to be Machni and the Sar Shel Esav. So there he got the koyach to do what? There he got the koyach of Sukkos to be Machni the Sorry of the Umas Oilam, the Sorry of the Umas Oilam, until what's left is the Bechin of Einoid Milvadoi.
The
Shechting
Yitzhar is in Sukkos?
More in Sukkos, yeah. More than the Sukkos. It's all sort of shchita. The Yitzhahara Paris is the Yitzhahara. The Yitzhahara is Teufus, the Mi, the Yud Mem. He's not the Mi, the Yud Mem. He makes it into a plural. Oh, so Lahoyrois. ולכן כשרוצה השם יזברך ליגו לסעמל בני ישראל ממצרים שיהיה למדס אמיתי הלוהוי רואיס כי השם הוא אלקים שהוא תקף ובעל היכולס ובעל הכוחס כולם so אומה למען שיסי איסוי סי אלה בקיבוס זה הילה גהילה גמר עיניים now what's the trouble? What does איסוי סי mean? איסוי סי means למען שיסי איסוי סי אלה the oisius of אלה Pari said me add on the oisius אלה to me what do you get? אלקים So, man, shisi, oisai, eile, the oisius of eile. And as he said, Eila is the word. What's the word? What's the sod of Eila? Eila is the sod like Eila Moira Be'etzpa, right? Clarity. So the Eila and the Mi makes the Shem Elekim when you show the clarity of the Rabbanu Shalom, and then you machnia the Yud Mem, the Mi of Pari, and then you get the Shem Elekim. Pari was Toifus Elohim, and then here the Rabbanu Shalom saying the Manshisi Asoysai Eila Bekirba, which is the Bechina of Hashem Elekim, which is the Bechina of the Shem Elekim's Bishleimus when it's Mechuba with the Yud Kei Vav Kei. So Amma the man shisya, so isai eile bekiba bavu shu kofa beikum shu chsoren das, Amma mi Hashem. So atzaref oisai isai. Hashem says, oisai isai eile, I'll be mitzaref the letters eile, bekir boi, kloima she hoya etzle begolus. This was bahim begolus, vali dey ze atziref yi etevas alikim bishleimus. Right, the gazach. Eile was since he had a shlita on the mi kilu, he said mi. So Meila therefore, so the Banshram took away the Eile from him and made the Eile b'chinas gilui, and then he restored the v'yedea ki Hashem hu alekim hu atakif b'alai cholas ve'enoid milvadei v'afilu k'shafim ka'oma. That's mamish. This is all the sod of Pesukah d'Zimra. Mamish the sod of Pesukah d'Zimra. Pesukah d'Zimra has so much to do with Mitzrayim. Pesukah d'Zimra has so much to do with David HaMelech. Mitzrayim after Yitzias Mitzrayim was the gilui of the Bechinas Eino in Mivadei. After that, there's only one Ummah that has the chutzpah, the terrible azus of going against the Bechina. Even when it's so clear that Eino in Mivadei, he'll still go against it. Who's that? That's a Malik. That's next week's parsha after Kriyas Yamsuf, Tipa Lalem, Masa Befachat. Ele Moav Yechazim, the whole Shir Sayom is all Sarim, all Moav Tipalim, Knan, Moivu Kol Yeshu Knan, all the Umis, that was all, everything was Nichna until it was Nizgala Eino Mivadei. Because then one Meshugana that goes against the Eino who's prepared to take on, even when it's Nizgala Eino Mivadei. So if it's Eino Mivadei, where bist du Shaita? Nevertheless, that's the Bechim, that's the Darag of Amalek. You know, the Amalek is such a tifa clipper, that when it's Nizgala Ein and Milvadoi, he'll try to show that he's a Cheps of Eps. That's why the Tikkun can't be until like Yod al Kis Koh. There's no Aleph. In other words, Aleph is when it's Nizgala Ein and Milvadoi. Aleph is the dark of Ein and Milvadoi. When Amalek is around, Yod al Kis Koh, there's no Aleph in the Kisei. Aleph from the Kisei is in other words, Kisei is case Aleph. Case means Bakesa, to hide. Bakesa Leim Chageinu. So Pshat is the Amalek, the Aleph is completely hidden and is completely behead. The Mal and the Aleph completely. They don't even see the Aleph, that the Aleph's not even written. That's Kiyodo Kiska. Asilova, whatever, when the Amalek is Nichna, then the Aleph will reappear. That would be the gilui of the Aleph. But that's Amalek. Amalek's around, they go against the gilui of Eino and Vade. Which is the Pachadika clipper. So what is Bechir? Bechir is choosing between Toiv and Ra, Chaim and Moves. Now, b'may yivcha adam atoyiv min ha'raim lo'i b'das k'shiyi l'adam das l'hafcha min toyiv l'ra oz yuchal livchay b'toyiv v'limas b'ra v'hini b'golas mitzrayim o'i das b'golas koma. That's the sod. Yerushalmi says brachus the ein deo avdolam inayin, right? Ein das loshan Yerushalmi is deo ein deo avdolam inayin. So what's the vod? The vod is, what's das? Das is the koyach to be mavdil, right? Das is the koyach to be mavdil bin toyiv l'ra. That's why not a chaynein. We ask for das because the first shmoni asks for berutz is in atzilus. In atzilus, that's the darga where there's only the rabban shleinim. But now when we're starting to ask bakoshes, meaning so we're starting to go down keilu to ask bakoshes of inyanim of worldly veltlchein inyanim. So then we have to ask for das. That's where the bracha about a chaynein. The same thing. Shabbos is a darga of atzilus. Shabbos is where everything is oilad atzilus. So therefore, after Shabbos, we have to ask for Das, because we're going down now to the Darga where you have to be Mavdil. You have to be Mavdil. Das, so the greatest Das is with complete Kashrus Eino Mavadei. However, the slavshus of das is the Indian where you have toiv and ra, and das has to be mafchin ben toiv and ra. So in Golis Mitzrayim, where the das was in Golis, so therefore v'loyah is bechira shleima, but das hashon. So there's no bechira Mitzrayim. If there's no das, there's no bechira. You can only be boicha b'toyv or boicha b'ra if you've got das. If you haven't got das, then everything looks the same. There's no bechira. Bechira means dus is dus, dus is dus. And let me choose which one do I want. You can't choose if there's only one thing. So if there's no das, it all looks one big zach. So there's no koyach of bechira. So he's going to see how that das and yediyah and bechira go hand in hand. The yediyah is the sod, the sherish of bechira. Because das lets you be mavdil. Das lets you be mavdil ben toiv l'ra. Mitzrayim there's no mechir. Kizeve kitzis Mitzrayim shiotza das magolus v'yoch v'yoch elias abchir v'das. Ma she'en kein begolus k'shohoyo etzloi v'mitzrayim adas. Now was gama mechir eloi hoya yochoy l'elias. So then also the mechir couldn't be. V'im kein, t'lei not l'mi para a mechir kla. So the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't take the mechir in para shalo hoya sadayin a mechir b'chla. Shoyin yisav ha'chak amut seiz Mitzrayim yotza das magolus oz. There's no das. There's no das. Now the das was bekatnas, so the bechira was bekatnas. So the Rebbeinu Shlom took away the bechira parei. Kilo the Rebbeinu Shlom was like telling parei, if you must do the emesty the koyach of das, maybe there's no bechira. You did it, parei. You did it. When you must do the das, so there's no hafchana. If there's no hafchana, then there's no bechira. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu took away. So that's how he answers the kusha mefursemes. They started up with El Bekazach. Vimzei Yisbaya Oid Kushas Rambam Hu Mevua B'Zoya Chodosh Shem Kadmoy Nimchira Yidiyah Ech Yecholiyah Shneim Ke'echad Onam Kishomanu Ki'ika B'chiru B'das Kishiyeda Odom Es Hashem B'das Shalom Oz Yeh Shaychaz L'Bchir Chma Shein Kebelo Yidas Ein Shaychaz B'chir Yes Kina B'chir B'diyah Koy Le'achod So Yidiyah B'chir Kul Yidiyah is the Sod of Das and Das is the Sod of B'chir. So Yediyah Mechir is all one thing. That Yediyah Kaviyachal that Rebbeinu Shlom has got is the Sod of the Das, and the Sod of Das, forget, it's not only not Stira, but it's the Shoresh of the Koyach of Mechir. Because with Das, the person gets the Koyach to be Boicher, and it's the Sod of Das. Sod of Das is the Sod of Mechir. Ki Bameh Boicher Odom, and Rebbe Das, and Das Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hu HaMechir. Him gain Zeu Etzim Yediyah Son Boicher, Shri Yedeh HaMechir, Ve'einan and Mionim Soyos and Zeh, Zeh Raka Koyach of Kanal Vahovim. Yeah?
So since they're both inside that, so how does that answer the kasha?
So really, therefore, this kasha or this kasha?
Last kasha.
Ah, because yediyah bechira are not stiras, it's forget. The bechira comes from the yediyah. Only because there's yediyah osai, which is the sod of das, that's why there's a bechira. If there wouldn't be das, when there's no das, there wouldn't shayach to be bechira. So therefore, forget, they mashlim one another. The Bechir is the Tetzah from the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Yisoid Das. Meaning the Das that we have down here is Nishrash in the Das Elyon, and Das Elyon is the Bechinas Yidia. So the tool for Bechira is the Das, is the idea. So the Bechir is Be'etzem Ishtalshlis from Bechir is Ishtalshlis from the Das, and not a steer to the Das.
Mm-hmm.
Only if a person has got das, then he knows how to be mavchin. In das, avdol ha-menayin. A person has to be mavdil. Mavdil, and that's the koyach ha-das. Therefore, once he's got the koyach ha-das means his yediyahs become bigger. The bigger yediyah becomes, the bigger koyach ha-bechiris become. Yeah. Omnam, mashem avu b'shas. Ein adam oy ba'aver elim ki nichnas bei ruach shtus. Hu eni nache. Yeah, in other words, when we say Ein Adam Oy Ba'aver Elim Ki Nichnas Bei Ruach Shtus, that's different. In other words, what's the difference between that and when they were in Mitzrayim? The person can only do Aveira if he hasn't got Das. So what's the difference between the Tekufa Mitzrayim and the Tekufa of Ein Adam Oy Ba'aver and the Bechin of Ein Adam Oy Ba'aver Elim Ki Nichnas Bei Ruach Shtus? So he says, Hu Ali Ninacha, don't connect the two together. Ki Aloi Noida Mashom HaKosu Tzadik Rionosa Yechia. Forget, if Om Adam Noid from Adas, the Rebbeinu Shlom takes the das away. Who derech nisoyin מהבויר יסבורך, שנויטל ממנה דאס, לירוס היה עמוד בדרכה השם, to see whether he's going to be עמוד בדרכה השם, ואף על פי כן, and nevertheless, יויחס צדיק דרכה במנוסי. ואף על פי שנויטל ממנה דאס, even though the דאס gets taken away, מכל מוקם, הוי לך ומסחזק בדרכה השם. הרי if a person's got a festive דאס all the time, so then he hasn't got, he's automatically בויחה, where is his בחיר? He's automatically בויחה בטויב. So that sometimes the Bein Shalem takes away their das, and then you need emuna. You need emuna. In other words, he's mischazak even without the hiskashus, even without feelings, unbelievable hiskashus. Shenkem ein la emuna, haos kushenefel mea das, nichnas vay ruach shtus, yuchel la vayver chas vishon. So that's what it means, ein odamoy vayver kinichnas vayruach shtus. That's referring to somebody where the Bein Shalem took away his das as an asoyin, and now the Bein Shalem wants him, even be'emuna shlem, even though he doesn't feel. That's a famous Svasemis, where the Nisoyin of Avraham Avinu, when the Nisoyin of Akeda was the greatest Nisoyin. Because Avraham Avinu didn't have the Da. Das is his kashrus, you feel Makusha to something. Oh, but the Akeda, which wasn't Ratzon Hashem, that he should taka, actually go ahead and sacrifice it. So Avraham Avinu didn't feel his kashrus. If he didn't feel his kashrus, nevertheless, he did it be'emuna. He did it without Hergish. Das is his kashrus. A person feels a choyach of Das, he feels a more like a. His kashrus, so the Klal Yisrael got the das by Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, and therefore they managed to swim blindly out into the midbar. They managed, they felt such his kashrus, that's the Bechina Mashcheni, Hacherecha Narutza. They suddenly felt the das, which is the Mashcheni Hacherecha Narutza is talking about, Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, and Rebbein Shalom, Heviyani HaMelech HaDorov, it's Anana Kovet. One Pshal is it's Anana Kovet. So in other words, they when they got the das, they felt as Moedik his kashrus. Moedik his kashrus, they just Hacherecha Narutza. Running after you, and then they felt the Meridik is kashrus. Sometimes the Bunchal wants to take that away. The Bunchal wants to take that away. Then a person has to be mischazik with his emuna, and even without feeling it, he still has to be hoylech mischazik with Darik Hashem. And if he hasn't got emuna, then the ruach shtus comes into it. That's that targa. It's derech nisoyin that Hashem takes away his das, and then there's that nisoyin. Avchol begolas Mitzrayim lo yaya das etzom klal v'lo yaya shayches lebchir kamo. Wasn't shayches lebchir because the das was bekatnis. Shoyi bedas kamei katan shein loy das. V'lechein omer b'shas katan ein loy b'machshava. V'zeh shomer kosev oyd leman tesapes asher salalti. Salalti is loshen oyl v'yoynik. There was such a katnis. כמו שיש קטנתי במצרים וסולם של הידס וקטנס אחזה אומה וידעתם כני השם then the Rebbein Shalom gave the דס השול המצייס במצרים לידס השם בדס
so he didn't have the דס
Paroi was showed it
so Hashem took away the דס really bad
it was Paroi it wasn't like in a sign it was like they were living in a place they were living in a tkufa of no דס Paroi was showed it in the דס. It's not like the Rebbein Shalom does to somebody who takes it away today, gives it back tomorrow. Chlal, the Klal Yisrael as an Ummah had never been introduced to Das. They didn't know what Das meant. They didn't know what is that. That's why when they suddenly, so the Baal Tshuva, suddenly he feels, he starts feeling, he goes wild. That's what Klal Yisrael and Kavi Yochel were like, Hilu, when they left Mitzrayim. Because in Mitzrayim, because there wasn't Shaykh to have his Kashrus. Pari was the Das. Pari was the Das of Klippa, and the Das of Klippa was Shailat. So it's a Pelotik Ezach.
Before Mitzrayim, they didn't have.
Yeah, it says the other situation of other heads, but it says Kol Mokim B'Moshe Yedei Revi Nishkach Mehem Adas Amiti. Rather the other situation had, but in Mitzrayim is already Pari was Shailat. He was Shailat on Adas, and therefore Klal Yisrael as an Umar never felt the Das. And when they felt the Das, so then they felt the Das. It was like a magnet. It was like a magnet. That was the Sod, Racham HaKadosh says that the Rebbein Shalom Makas B'Chayrus, like in this week's parasha, Makas B'Chayrus, so it says, Omeis Kol B'Chayr Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Omeis Kol B'Chayr. Why doesn't it say, V'harakti? So Racham HaKadosh says, the Pshat is that there's a koyach of magnet in the world. The koyach of magnet in the world is, he says, is a dimion of Be'etzim, how each thing is mishtoikik to get back to its shayrish. So Mela, Klal Yisrael is Bechinas Bini Bechayri Yisrael, but there was a Bechayr of Klippa. And Bechayr of Klippa was coming over, covering over the Bini Bechayri Yisrael. Says what happened is, with Rebbein Shalom, Vavarti Ani, V'lo Yale De Malach, V'lo Yale De Shteach, V'lo Yale De Sorof, so that such a strong magnetic force, that all the Koychas HaKadusha suddenly felt sucked in Kakav Yochel to the Rebbein Shalom, even the Kadusha that lay in the Mitzrayim, And that's why it says umeis. They weren't there anymore. In other words, the Kaviyachal Rabban Shalom was such a Kaviyachal, such a strong magnetic force, Kaviyachal, that all the kedusha was sucked out. But before that, it was all covered over. The whole thing was covered over. The Rabban Shalom, Kilu was that koyach, that umeis kol b'chore, that took out all the kedusha that was by the mitzrayim, all the nitzaitzis that there were by the mitzrayim, all came back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Klal Yisrael suddenly felt bnei b'chore Yisrael, so they suddenly felt mamash a child to the Rebbeinu Shlom. They suddenly felt completely makusha to Klal Yisrael, but they couldn't feel makusha mitzad bnei b'chore Yisrael until the b'chore Mitzrayim were wiped out. So also Yisrael, also Klal, they mamash couldn't feel it. It wasn't shaykh for them to feel it. Tumah was so strong. Harizal says Malachim couldn't go down because the tumah was so strong. The Oymek is, the Pshat is that's good for the Nekuda because they were so strong in their Koyach HaRuchni, in the Koyach HaKishev, the Ruchnis of Tumah, not the Ruchnis of Kedusha Chas V'Shalom. But the Ruchnis of Tumah was so strong that a Malach, Harizal Kila says, the Malach would be in discussion, meaning that they had such a strong Koyach HaRuchni that who knows whether the Malach would have been Menatzeach Bichlal. From that you had to have a Darga which was Ani V'loy Malach, Ani V'loy Shliach, Ani V'loy Sarov. This all goes back to the same Nakuda. That was the dark of that. That was the Einoy Milvadi de Kachelik of it. The Einoy Milvadi de Kachelik of it was showing that the Rebbeinu Shlom is on top of everything, and everything, he was Machnia everything, and then everybody saw how the Rebbeinu Shlom is the Shorish of everything. Everything goes back to the magnet, Kaviyachol, sucks everything back. So there you see exactly what the Shorish is. They held their Shorish was their Mazel or their whatever. And here, Rebbeinu Shlom, Kaviyachol, like that magnetic force, sucked everything out until they realized, the Mitzrayim realized that even their own Shorish, Achias, all came from the Rebbeinu Shlom. That was the sort of the Rebbeinu Shlom coming into Mitzrayim. Lo de Malach, lo de Sof. You go into Malach, you send a Malach, it gets messy. They also have a Malach, they also have Koichas Akishu. But the Rebbeinu Shlom comes, and even then it's Nizgala that the Mitzrayim are living off Achias of Kedusha. The Mitzrayim are living off Achias of Kedusha. And that Koichas, that Bechina. That bechina came from the Rebbeinu Shlom come. So that's the Nakuda. Then Klal Yisrael suddenly felt this unbelievable magnetic force. They suddenly felt, this is who we are, and that's where they connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hell the Gedach. The Mitzrayim died as a result because the Mitzrayim. They were ra, but they had a nitzitz of kedusha that was keeping them alive. Klal Yisrael is kodesh. Klal Yisrael, in other words, the Mitzrayim suddenly found out that their whole chiyus is something that's not them. So what happens if somebody's chiyus is something that's not them? So then it's not them. So then they don't exist anymore. However, Klal Yisrael realized that the chiyus that's good for them. That's good for them. That's kedusha sabachor. This is who you are. Melis, why did you stay alive? Why did the B'chor Yisrael stay alive? Because this is who they are. But by the B'chor Mitzrayim, it was Nizgala that their whole Koyach Achias was something that they're fighting against all the time. Something that's not them, B'chor. And Melis, that caused the thing. That's Pshat Ketushas B'chor. This is what's the best. They got drawn by this magnetic force. Ah, Gewaltig, they got drawn by this magnetic force. The Mitzrayim was fakir. This is a goof of what they were running away from all their lives, and suddenly this is their makor achias. Yeah.